If you were a baseball fan 40 years ago, you're bound to remember Fernando Mania. Pitcher Fernando Valenzuela became a pop culture icon overnight when he made his debut with the LA Dodgers in April of 1981.
Fastball popped in the air, foul. Garvey, I think, has a play. And Fernando has his fifth shutout. Unbelievable.
Fans adored the portly pitcher from Sonora, Mexico. They lined up at Dodger Stadium to watch him play. He captured the zeitgeist of the 1980s, and decades later, he remains a Mexican-American icon. Gustavo Arellano is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, and he's part of the paper's Fernando Mania at 40 documentary. Gustavo, welcome.
Gracias for having me.
So one of the things I remember about Fernando Valenzuela being a Dodgers fan in the 1980s was his windup, the way he pulled his leg up into his chest and then he looked to the sky before delivering his pitch. What was it about that captivated people?
It was just so dramatic. I mean, everything. Like, first you have his, he would have his arms just like almost in prayer, right around, like around his belly, I would say, not too high up on the chest or on the waist. Then he pulls up like as high up as possible, hands up in the air, eyes up in the air. Then, since he's a left-hander, you know, we know in baseball, left-handers are always seen as a little bit weird, like an exotic species. So he would just fling his arm back as far back as possible. And then just with this explosive delivery to home plate, and of course his signature pitch was a screwball, which is a pitch that very few pitchers ever try to master because it literally wrecks your arm over the course of your career. But Fernando, for those first couple of years, it was like he was like Zeus throwing thunderbolts down to home plate and just slaying all the competition.
You know, I remember practicing that windup, trying to mimic it the best I could in the backyard with my friends, and I guess you did too.
I can only speak as a Mexican-American, as a child of Mexican immigrants growing up in Southern California during the 80s, but it turned out more than just Mexicans. But for us, it was like communion. It was a ritual that you would do. Like our uncles and our dads would tell us, pitcha como Fernando, like try to like show us how Fernando pitches. Do it just like Fernando. And so we would have these competitions to see who could throw up their arms as high as possible or roll back their eyes up to heaven as much as possible and just do it. And it didn't matter if you're a left-hander or a right-hander, you had your Fernando delivery.
So Fernando had his first start for the Dodgers in April of 1981, 40 years ago. It was a shutout win against the Astros. And I think it's fair to say that that was the moment that pretty much marked the start of what became known as Fernando Mania. And for people who don't remember that, or it's, you know, it's been a while, how wild was LA for Fernando Valenzuela?
Nothing has been like this in sports ever since. Not LeBron coming into town, not Kobe as a 19-year-old, not even Pedro Martinez when he showed up in Boston from the Expos and just started destroying the competition. No, you have to put it in its context. Here you have in the early 80s, Mexicans are starting to become the biggest minority group, or, you know, one of the biggest group, period, in Southern California. But they're still kind of seen as like, you know, strangers in a land that used to be theirs. You have the Dodgers begging, you know, haven't won the World Series since 1965 with Sandy Koufax. Mm-hmm. You have and also you have a team that still hasn't really been embraced by the Chicanos, the Mexican-Americans who had been in Southern California for decades, if not generations. And here you have this rookie straight from Mexico, from northern Mexico, a state called Sonora, pudgy. You know, he looks like your uncle. He looks like your tío Ezequiel or your tío Santos.
He wore big, thick glasses, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the good old bomber glasses from the back in the days. Exactly. And this was not a case of just affirmative action. This is not a case like, oh, you know, he's good for a Mexican. No, this is a guy who is the best in baseball. Everyone falls in love, but specifically for Mexican-Americans, we take him to heart more than anyone because for the first time in maybe ever in the United States, everyone wants to be a Mexican.
Hmm. Well, let's listen to some old archival tape here. This is legendary Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully, who has described the frenzy around Valenzuela as a religious experience. This is May 8th, 1981, and Valenzuela was about to put the finishing touches on a seven-hit shutout against the Mets.
And once again, a large crowd has come out full of the question, is he for real? And once again, the large crowd is one inning away from getting another shocking answer.
So it has been 40 years now, and I even still get goosebumps when we're talking about him. Why do you think that people still care about Fernando Valenzuela and still pine for those years after all this time?
Most importantly, because he was a winner. Again, he was the best of the best that year. Cy Young Award winner, Rookie of the Year, also won the World Series championship. Then more importantly for Mexican-Americans, we have not had a Mexican who has been as popular among the rest of the United States ever since. And, you know, there's like this pining that Mexican-Americans want to go back to that promised land. But I've always been skeptical of saviors. So, I ended my column by saying, no, the salvation was us. We were the ones who are really, you know, we had to look within ourselves to be as confident as we are today in navigating the United States.
Gustavo Arellano is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks very much for speaking to us about this icon in baseball. We appreciate it.
Gracias for having me.